Today's Bible lesson takes us to the book of Acts, chapter 18. Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter number 18. Now, I want us to look at verses 2 and 3 of chapter 18 of Acts. The Word of God says this: "And found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers." So our Bible lesson is going to be about Aquila and Priscilla. Now, this is a couple whom God used in a mighty way. And would to God that he would raise up more couples like them in our churches today. Amen. Now, in Acts chapter 18, verses 2 to 3, we see that the Apostle Paul met Aquila and Priscilla. Now, Paul had come from Athens to Corinth across the Aegean Sea. Now, according to Schofield, this was around AD 54. He found Aquila, a Jew born in Pontus, a region on the southern coast of the Black Sea in what is now the country of Turkey. So he was a Christian, and he could have heard the gospel in Acts chapter 2. Let's look at Acts chapter 2 for a moment. Acts chapter 2, and we want to look at verse number 9. And we know this in Acts chapter 2, we have the day of Pentecost. The Apostle Peter is standing up and God is mightily working through him. And we notice that the areas of people come there, gathered in Jerusalem, where it says in verse 9 of Acts 2, Parthians and Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and Judah, Cappadocia. And here we see in Pontus, where Aquila was from in Asia. So he could have heard it from someone who was there at the time who brought the gospel to Pontus. Now, he had moved to Italy and was married to Priscilla. And they were commanded by Claudius to depart from Rome. And Paul abode with them in Corinth. Amen. Now, Aquila and Priscilla, they were of the same craft as Paul the Apostle. They were tent makers. Now, here are two things for us to notice. God's providential hand connected them with Paul. And God will connect couples who want to be used with the people who can help them to be used. They were all about their occupation at this point. But what's interesting, never again is there tent making mentioned in the Word of God. So we can conclude, amen, that they were not as concerned with building their careers as they were serving Almighty God. Amen. Now, in Acts chapter 18, in verse number 6, we see that Paul says that I will go unto the Gentiles. Paul says there, in verse 6 of chapter 18 of Acts, and when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them, your blood be upon your heads. I am clean from henceforth. I will go unto the Gentiles. Now, Aquila was a Jew, but he stayed with Paul despite the apostles' change of direction. So Aquila and Priscilla didn't let their religious upbringing keep them from serving God among the Gentiles. Amen for that. Now, couples who serve God often encounter frictions over their religious upbringing. Amen. I can speak from experience. Both my wife and I were raised Roman Catholic. But praise God, we were born again. And we did often encounter friction, especially from family members, amen, who were very Catholic, amen, and couldn't understand what was going on in our lives and thought we were in a cult and so forth and so on. We see that the Apostle Paul stayed in Corinth, amen, looking for about 18 months. Look in Acts chapter 18 with me in verse number 11. It says, and he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. So we stayed in Corinth for a year and 6 months, amen. And Priscilla and Aquila received tremendous Bible grounding under Paul's preaching and teaching. Amen. Can you imagine that they learned from one of the greatest Christians that ever lived, the Apostle Paul? So they got a tremendous Bible grounding under Paul's preaching and teaching. And that's so important, be it for couples serving the Lord, individuals serving the Lord, or whoever it is serving the Lord, to get a good grounding in the Bible. That's why good Bible-believing, teaching, preaching churches are so important today and are becoming so few and far between in the United States of America, amen. Because people are, again, more concerned with nickel and noses than teaching the Word of God and discipling born-again Christians, amen. They don't want to offend anyone. They don't want to get anyone upset to stop the, you know, the offering and the tithes coming into the church. No. So we see here then, they were with Paul, and they received a good grounding, Bible grounding, under Paul's preaching and teaching. In fact, Paul was brought before the judgment seat while he was there. So we can say to associate with Paul was risky business. Amen. In fact, your life, your very life was threatened. Amen. If you associated with Paul. Paul was a wanted man. He was wanted by the religious crowd of the day. You know, when they went into the post office, if they had one back then, and probably didn't. But like we go in our post offices today, and sometimes they have up on the walls, FBI's 10 most wanted. So Paul's picture was probably up there. One of the 10 most wanted Christians by the Pharisees and the other religious zealots of Paul's day. So anybody that was associated with Paul was risking their lives. Now, we see in Acts chapter 18, verse 18, and I want us to turn there to see in verse 18 what it says as Paul continues along his journey here. We see there, it says, in Acts 18:18, and Paul, after this, tarried there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren, and sail thence into Syria. And with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shown his head at Caesarea, for he had a vow. So we see Paul passed over the peninsula to Caesarea, and then sailed into Syria, taking Priscilla and Aquila with him as far as Ephesus. Look at verse 19, what it says in Acts chapter 18, verse 19. And he came to Ephesus and left them, meaning Aquila and Priscilla, there. But he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with none other than the Jews. That was his, he always went for the Jew first. As you watch his, Paul's missionary journeys, he'd hit a place, he'd go to the Jews first, he'd go to the synagogue, or wherever the Jews were congregated. Amen. And preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And of course, this was very popular amongst the religious zealots, the Jews of the day. But thank God, some heard, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and they get saved. Amen. But see, here we see that he leaves Aquila and Priscilla at Ephesus. Amen. He leaves them at Ephesus. Now, see, some people ride the coattails of a notable man to gain recognition for themselves. That's all they're doing, associating with that notable person, is to gain recognition, notoriety, and start their own thing, you know. But what we want to notice here about Aquila and Priscilla, however, they stayed in Ephesus, amen, when Paul moved on. Paul sailed on to Caesarea, and then went down to Antioch. Looking in Acts chapter 18 with me, in verse number 22, it says, and when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up, he saluted the church and went down to Antioch. And what this did at the time was the end, when Paul did that, when he sailed his Caesarea and then went down to Antioch, this was the end of his second missionary journey. Amen. Now, look in Acts chapter 18, verse 26. See what it says there with me, if you would. Acts 18, 26. Let's begin in verse 24 to get the context. Acts 18, 24, and a certain Jew named Apollos, born in Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in scripture, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, being fervent in the spirit. He spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when, and here's our couple, Aquila and Priscilla, had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. See? So, here we have Priscilla and Aquila were in Ephesus. They heard Apollos preach. And they took unto them, they took him unto them, meaning they didn't do this in public. They didn't do it publicly. They were able to humbly teach Apollos the rest of the story. See? They expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And God was able to use them to do this because of their studies with Paul, no doubt. See, Apollos only had so much enlightenment up to including the baptism of John. And of course, things have gone much further than that. Amen. Baptism of John was to reveal the Messiah to the nation of Israel. Amen. But then we have, prior to that in the book of Acts, we see people hearing about the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and being saved. And then after that, following in believers' baptism. Amen. And that's because Aquila and Priscilla were so grounded in the Word of God, because they learned from the Apostle Paul. Now they would take Apollos and probably others and preach the gospel and teach them. You know, Apollos, it's gone beyond just the baptism of John the Baptist. Amen. Now we have the death, burial, and resurrection. Person believes on that. Amen. Is saved, born again, then gets follows and believes baptism as outwardly to show that that person had believed on Christ and was now crucified in Christ and walking in newness of life. Now, the first letter to the Corinthians was written from Philippi. Now, let's turn to and look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19, what it says there. It says, the churches, Paul writes to the Corinthians from Philippi, and he writes, the churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla, here he mentions them again, salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. God's still using them mightily, Aquila and Priscilla, because this couple is sold out to God. They're humble. They learned under Paul. So Paul mentions the Church of Asia, and this would have been around AD 59. And as we saw, he mentions Aquila and Priscilla. And he said, they salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. And of course, this would have been in Ephesus. Amen. So now, so their relationship with the church in Corinth was still very good, even after several years. And now they had a church in their house. So they, Aquila and Priscilla, were not ashamed or unwilling to use their assets for God's work. Amen. Are you ashamed or unwilling to use your assets for God's work? After all, those assets really belong to him and not you, because he's the one that gave them to you. Amen. Now notice in Romans chapter 16 what Paul calls Aquila and Priscilla. Romans chapter 16 with me. Verse 3. He says, greet Priscilla and Aquila. Notice what he calls them. My helpers in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul calls Priscilla and Aquila my helpers in Christ Jesus. So, again, the Lord continues to work and use them. Now, Aquila never became a pastor or a missionary. Amen. So, he and his wife were just helpers. And for Paul's life, we go on, go back to Romans chapter 16, and we want to continue here in verse 4. He says, who referring back to Priscilla and Aquila, have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Unbelievable statement, isn't it? For Paul's life, they laid down their own necks. What's amazing, if you think about it, that God so thought so much of this couple that he mentions them here in his very words. So this couple was really sold out to God. They didn't care about what it cost them financially. Amen. What it cost them family-wise, because I'm sure a lot of their family members turned against them, and their on-again, off-again friends turned away from them. They were so committed that they laid down their own necks for the Apostle Paul. Amen and amen to that couple. Now, if you think about it, this is the kind of love, the love that Aquila and Priscilla had for Paul. This is the kind of love that Jesus had for his disciples. Now, notice in John chapter 15, verse 13, the Word of God says, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And this is the kind of love spoken about that Aquila and Priscilla had for the Apostle Paul. They were willing to lay down their life or their lives for the Apostle Paul. Now, we know that Paul encountered many close calls on his life. Notice what it says about Paul and Barnabas in Acts chapter 15, if you would. Acts chapter 15, verses 25 and 26, it says, "And it seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." See, Priscilla and Aquila would have been beheaded in Paul's place if it had come to that. Amen to that. That's the love that they had for Paul. They're willing to give their own necks, to be beheaded for Paul and for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. To risk their lives either took place at Corinth when Sosthenes was beaten, or at the uproar in Ephesus over Demetrius in Acts 19. Now, Paul said that all the churches of the Gentiles were thankful for Priscilla and Aquila. They were that big of a help to Paul's ministry. And notice that they had a church in their house in Rome. So they were back there again around AD 60. A letter to the Romans was written from Corinth and delivered by Phoebe from Cenchrea. Now, Paul's second epistle to Timothy was written from Rome to Timothy, who was ordained the first bishop of the church of the Ephesians. Now notice what the Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 19. Turn to 2 Timothy with me. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 19. Paul says, "Salute Priscilla and Aquila, and the household of Onesiphorus." Amen. So, and then in 2 Timothy, I want us to look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 16 and 18, what it says. because it tells us a little bit more about Onesiphorus. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 16 and 18. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he might find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. So we see that Paul salutes Priscilla and Aquila in the household of Onesiphorus, Onesiphorus who ministered to Paul. And this would have been around AD 66, near the end of Paul's life, before he was beheaded there in Rome. Now, notice that Priscilla and Aquila were now back in Ephesus, and their association was with another person who was like-minded to be used of the Lord to help the Apostle Paul. See, that is the whole thing about Aquila and Priscilla, is they were humble. They were surrendered to God's will for their lives. Wherever Lord wanted them to go, he would go. They would go. They no matter the cost, as I said, they counted the cost. I'm sure they did. And they said it was worth it. Worth it to follow the Apostle Paul, to follow Jesus Christ, to be mightily used of the Lord. They didn't say, oh, we're going to be mightily used of the Lord, but that's what's happened. Why? Because they were humble. They were surrendered. Amen. They weren't looking to make a name for themselves and start their own big ministry and say, look at us, how great we are. No. They sacrificed their lives. They were willing to give up their lives for the Apostle Paul in the cause of Jesus Christ. How many couples do we have today like that? How many individual Christians do we have like that? That's why we're in such rough shape as we are in this country. Amen. You hear of many, many thousands of people getting saved in third world nations and countries all around the world. Why? Because they have absolutely nothing. And Jesus Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ can bring to their lives is all the riches that they need. Amen. Aquila and Priscilla. What great examples for us. And when we examine their lives of Aquila and Priscilla, we see how they were first saved. First saved, then providentially directed by God to Paul, under whom they could learn. First, you got to be saved. Then you got to surrender to God and let him direct you to where he'd have you to be and who you to learn under. If you're learning under a great godly man who's preaching the Bible truth, amen, and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, stay there. God bless you. God bless that man of God. They were together in their learning, in their service to the Lord all their lives. Amen. That's right. They learned well enough to teach a man like Apollos. They had a church in their home. They so loved and were so dedicated to the man they helped that they were willing to lay down their own necks for him. And in the end, they were associated with the most faithful and diligent servant of the Lord. Is this the kind of couple you would like to be? Then pray and ask God to direct you and willingly submit to what he has for you in your life.